start to wonder about your age, your health, your performance. What do you make of that angst?
I don't have a great answer, you know, for them, I guess. You know, I'm always trying to play better, you know, always, you know, watch the film of the games, you know, pretty critically with my coaches, you know, trying to improve whether we won a game or lost a game, and, you know, trying to see, you know, how I can do my job better in whatever phase that is. So, you know, I feel good physically, and, you know, certainly I'm always looking to play better.
Has the huddle up or the, you know, taking it under center, has that been an adjustment? You're used to shotgun, you know, get to the line, read the defense, that type of thing, rhythm-wise?
I don't think so, Mike. I mean, that's probably a little more technical than I'd like to, you know, get into. Yeah, I don't think there's any, you know, pattern. I think, you know, we're certainly doing some things on offense as we try to evolve always and try to find plays that we feel good that are going to work for us, you know, to help us win. And I think those are good plays.
This team's Jude Ben here has done very well against the Chargers. How much of that perhaps is matchup, and how much of that is perhaps, you know, every time you play him, it's a huge game, and this team maybe just gets up extra more?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's every time we've played them, you know, there's been a lot on the line the past few years, you know, whether here, there, or in the playoffs. They've always, you know, had an excellent team. They're well coached, and it's no different again this year. So, you know, it's tough when you play these guys the second time around within the division. There's so much familiarity. There's been, you know, coaches are consistent in this matchup. A lot of the players are consistent. And so, you know, it kind of comes down to execution. It's not a lot you're going to throw at them. They haven't seen or vice versa. So, you know, you got to be on top of what you're doing, really be sharp in the execution part of it, really be good in the communication part of it, especially when you go on the road.
Chance to win the division on Sunday? How big is that to maybe wrap that up?
Well, yeah, I mean, these division games count double. And so I think you do put special emphasis on division games, and that's how we're looking at it. It's the second game of this fourth quarter, and it's a game that is a lot on the line. And it's a game you want to play well, and you want to do your job and try to find a way to come away with a victory. But it's tough. It's tough playing there. Every time we've played this team, it seems like it's been settled by, you know, a couple points, you know, here or there. And that's kind of what you'd expect this time around.
And what are some of the similarities between Blake Greene and DeMarcus
Ware? I don't know. I don't know if I'm, you know, you know, I think Clady's probably a better guy to ask, you know, that question too. Somebody that blocks them, you know, sees them, you know, has seen them as an opponent, so, but, you know, they're both, their track record, you know, both, you know, kind of speaks for itself. They both, you know, have great, you know, speed, great, you know, alternate moves, bull rush, speed around the edge, spin, whatever it may be, and both have been just extremely productive in their careers.
You have a lot of respect for Philip Rivers. Does it ever strike you on how he became a villain to Broncos fans and why they?
Yeah, I guess I can't speak for that. I know, you know, this rivalry and the kind of the current group of players that are on the Chargers and here, you know, goes back to before I got here. So yeah, I can't speak to that, but I know our defense is in for a tough battle going against their offense. You know, they're capable of scoring points, scoring quickly. Their drive to go down and beat Baltimore at the end was, I got to see that on TV. That was pretty impressive, especially on the road. And so, you know, and offensively, you know, you kind of know what you're up against their defense with the challenges, but you know you better be on top of it because their offense is so capable as well.
You mentioned it last week about taking care of your body more in this home stretch. How do you feel this year compared to years past when maybe you weren't practicing as much?
Like I said, I feel pretty good. You know, last year, you know, I missed, I think, 5 or 6 weeks of, you know, Wednesday practices in a row. So the fact that I'm, you know, able to be out there, it's, you know, I certainly see that as a positive, and, you know, I feel pretty good.